the beautiful scriptures that we have this evening to meditate on and to study and to pray about are interesting, because in our Old Testament story, we hear about the Israelites, God's chosen people. They've been wandering around in the desert, and they're complaining. They don't like the food that God's given them, yet he's provided for them manna from heaven, yet they're complaining. They've got a crummy attitude. And God says, they had about enough of that. And he sends snakes. Snake is never a good thing in Holy Scripture. Snake is never a good thing in real life, in my opinion. I have a brother who likes snakes. He's weird like that. But snakes in the Bible, you can consider that. That's not a good thing. It represents something not nice. And those venomous snakes begin to bite the Israelites, and they die. And they realize, wait a minute, we have some responsibility in this. So they go to their religious leader, their priest. They go to Moses, and they say, Moses, we did evil. We cursed you. We cursed God. This is wrong. Please, please pray for us. And God gives Moses a message. He says, I want you to do this. He doesn't say, I'm taking the snakes away. He says, I want you to do something. He tests the obedience of Moses and the chosen people. He tells Moses, I want you to take a staff, a rod, and put a brass snake on it. And that way, if anybody is bitten by a snake in the desert and they look to that brass snake on the pole, they will live. And that's exactly what happened. And you think, wow, that's really pretty odd. And there's a lot of odd stories in Holy Scripture. Think about in the book of Joshua. If you remember back in when you were a kid and you went to VBS, you probably had the story about Joshua and the Israelite army, and they had to run around the city walls 7 times, blowing their trumpets, and that was the only way the walls were going to crumble down so they could get in there. What's God doing? He's testing. He says, I want you to be obedient to me. And guess what? When they were, it worked. What about Noah? God tells Noah, build an ark. But it's not raining. I want you to build it anyway. Noah had a choice. Either he could be obedient or he could not be obedient. And the history of the world changed because of his obedience. And that's what is before us as well as Christians. So we hear today from that gospel account that John gives us that it says just as Moses lifted up on a staff a bronze snake, so should the Son of Man be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. Well, that's not small potatoes there. It's an important instruction from God's holy word that if we choose eternal life, we can only do that by looking to the cross of Jesus Christ, by looking to the pole that doesn't house a brass snake this time, but rather houses the Lamb of God who came to take away the sin of the world. Some of you are in the medical profession. And even if you're not, you've been to a medical professional, and you've probably noticed that they all have signs, and it's very not uncommon for their signs to have a pole with a snake wrapped around it, huh? That comes right out of Holy Scripture. Comes right out of that Old Testament reading that we have today. Except, I think over the years, that artistic interpretation, something got lost in it. Because if you think about what Christ Jesus did when he became the Lamb of God on the cross at Calvary, he wasn't in line with that pole. He was stretched out on that pole. And it doesn't tell us in Old Testament, but something down deep in me believes that when Moses made that pole for the Israelites and he took that bronze snake, he didn't wrap it around the way the medical profession does. He put it like this. It's a foreshadowing of the cross of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. The Old Testament concealing what the new covenant through Jesus Christ reveals to us, which is the good news. And we have that beautiful epistle that we're offered today. And it's one of those things like Jericho, or the snake on a pole, or the story of Noah. It says, if you're not well, if any of you are sick, come and let the elders of the church pray over you and anoint you with holy oil. We say, well, we don't have to do that. I mean, we have modern medicine. Yes, we do have modern medicine. And this is not in lieu of modern medicine. You need to pray to God that you're being directed to the right medical care. But you can't ignore what God's holy word says. If you want healing, read his scriptures and be the obedient child of God. Even if it sounds crazy. I guarantee you, if God told you right now to go run around the wall 7 times playing a trumpet and you were going to be miraculously healed, you'd probably want to do it. Because that's how God is. And he wants us to be obedient. So this evening, we welcome you to Good Shepherd. We appreciate that you are here offering your prayers with us. And we're going to take a moment in just a second to invite anyone who wants to come forward to receive that anointing. I'll have some elders from Good Shepherd who will come up. I'll stand here. We'll have one on either side of people and one behind, and we'll form a line. And we'll make what will sort of be like a image of a cross. And we're going to lay hands, and we're going to pray over you, and we're going to anoint you with holy oil, because that's what God's word tells us to do for healing. You're under no obligation to come forward for anointing. Everyone is invited. And I would encourage you to do that, even if you're perfectly healthy. There might be somebody that you're praying for. Come forward for them. Stand in the gap for them. Receive that blessing for them and say, God, I'm turning it over to you for Uncle Johnny or for whoever it is. While we're doing that, we're going to be blessed with some beautiful music this evening. My good friend, Reverend Jerry Bass, is with us, and he's going to offer us a beautiful song. But first, let me offer a blessing over this oil that we use, and I'll invite you forward after the blessing. O Lord, Holy Father, giver of health and salvation, send your Holy Spirit to sanctify this oil, that as your holy apostles anointed many that were sick and healed them, so may those who in faith and repentance receive this holy unction be made whole. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let all God's children say amen.
Amen.
Amen. My brothers and sisters, I invite you to form a line to come forward. I would ask my elders to come forward as well. Brother Bass.